From Washington, this is VOA News. 12 are dead in an attack on the offices of a Paris publication. Dozens are killed in a bomb explosion in Yemen's capital. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. That was the sound as gunfire erupted today in Paris. At least 12 people were killed in an attack on the offices of the satirical weekly paper Charlie Hebdo. French officials say three gunmen opened fire inside the newspaper's offices. The suspects remain at large. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed solidarity with France. He said the attack in Paris is part of a struggle throughout the world.
Today's murders are part of a larger confrontation. Not between civilizations, no, but between civilization itself and those who are opposed to a civilized world.
Today's attack is the latest in a series of assaults aimed at Western publications that have provocatively depicted the Prophet Muhammad with cartoons. Security officials say a car bomb that exploded outside a police academy in Yemen's capital has killed at least 30 people and wounded 40. The blast in Sana'a occurred today as people were gathering outside the building. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Uganda's military has confirmed that a man who turned himself in to U.S. forces in Central Africa is a top commander of the rebel Lord's Resistance Army. A military spokesman said today the Ugandan government has confirmed that Dominic Ogwen's identity and that he was being held in the Central African Republic. The U.S. State Department said Tuesday that a man claiming to be Ogwen had surrendered in the CAR. This is VOA News. Amnesty International says oil company Royal Dutch Shell will pay an $83 million settlement to a fishing community in the Niger Delta for two oil spills there in 2008. And look, has reaction from the Bodo community.
Royal Dutch Shell has agreed to pay more than $53 million to 15,600 people in Bodo, in Nigeria's oil-producing southeast. Another $30 million of the settlement goes to the community as a whole. Shell says it is, quote, fully committed to the cleanup that is slated to begin in the next few months. The UN Environment Program said in 2011 that it will take 30 years to clean up oil pollution in Ogoniland, where Bodo is located. And look, VOA News, Dakar.
Ukraine says three of its soldiers have been killed in attacks by separatists over the last 24 hours. A Ukrainian military spokesman said one of the troops was killed by a sniper, another by small arms fire, and a third by mortar fire in separate incidents around eastern Ukraine. FBI Director James Comey says hackers who attacked Sony last month were sloppy, posting directly from a server used exclusively by North Korea. Comey today said asked the intelligence community to declassify information that proves the hackers use servers directly linked to the government of North Korea. Pro-democracy lawmakers in Hong Kong raised yellow umbrellas, a symbol of the territory's Occupy movement, and walked out of a parliamentary session today. They did that when Chief Secretary Carrie Lam said the government would stick with a proposal to pre-screen candidates for the city's 2017 election. Indonesian search and rescue teams say they have found the tail section of Asia Air Flight 8501, which crashed into the Java Sea December 28th. The head of the Indonesian National Search and Rescue Agency told reporters that the tail section contains the so-called black box. A Turkish far-left group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's suicide bombing in Istanbul that killed a police officer and wounded another. The Revolutionary People's Liberation Party said on its website today the bombing was retribution for the death of a 15-year-old who died in 2013 after being hit in the head during an anti-government protest. Chinese authorities have sent the corruption case against ex-National Security Chief Zhou Yongkang to prosecutors. China's anti-corruption group, the Central Commission for Discipline Inspection, announced on its website today that Zhou's case, along with several others, had been sent to judicial organs, paving the way for a trial. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.